Yesterday, I talk about definition of bodhisattva. Yeah, bodhisattva. Yeah, enlightened. Bodhicitta. Enlightened. Thank you. Enlightened mind. I would say. It has two aspects. One is focusing with the compassion with the, and one is actually they are unity, but if you think about that detail with the detail, then there is always two sort of aspect. So one is with related with the wisdom. So it is very important. Sometimes compassion without wisdom not so benefit for yourself and for others. So always have well, how is it? We have to have with the wisdom. Just blind compassion doesn't work. Same thing, devotion also. Just blind devotion, sometimes good, but sometimes not so good. So, with the wisdom. And why I'm saying this? This freedom giving us by Buddha. Lord Buddha. I think he's the first teacher who dared to say that. We don't, you know, many Dharma teachers appear in this world. I think he's the first person dared to say, how you say, with the wisdom. What he says is in the first teaching. Sekche darwe sershindu lekbar tagla ngayi ka langbar chayi guichirmin. He says, you have to accept my teaching is not as a Buddha's teaching. You don't say, oh, this is Buddha's teaching. Oh, just accept. Not like that. We have to investigate, experiment, or is this helping or not? Whatever he taught us is, you see, we have to examine ourselves. Is helping or not? And then, is this helping? Is developing something? A positive? Then, we have to accept. Without experiment, can't accept as a Buddhist teaching, he says. So he gave us the example, like gold. If somebody give you gold, oh, you try, is it real or not, right? There are, how we say, when we experiment, there are separate approaching to test. And then finally, you convinced, oh, that is real gold. Then you can, how we say, oh, then without doubt, then you accept that. Same thing. The Lord Buddha's teaching also, he says, just don't accept as a Buddha's teaching. How say, it's Buddha's teaching, I must accept. Not like that. So, the compassion also with the wisdom. So then it will benefit yourself and for other. Maybe you can benefit limitless sentient being. If you have wisdom, with the wisdom. So, The way of Bodhi, Bodhisattva, the teaching, it has 10 chapters, as you know. Yeah. And you remember yesterday I shared the master, Padru Rinpoche. He was really master on the way of Bodhisattva. Yeah, he really. So he, in his life, 80 times receiving and teaching, 80 times. The way, just way of the Bodhisattva. He says, still some point he could not understand. There are some more meaning is there. So we think of wondering, oh, this understanding. It's not like that. Because the Buddha's teaching is really profound. Yeah. As I mentioned yesterday, you read one time, even now you are doing Sanje Chodong Tsogi Chonamla, Jangju Bardu Dani Kyapsuche. Yeah. I take refuge in the Buddha, Dharma, Sangha until I get enlightenment. If you think just that verse also, today, tomorrow, every day, maybe your understanding of that verses will develop, really. So, why this? I'm saying this because it related in our inner, our mind quality. So mind quality is unlimited. Our physical quality is very limited. It has some potential and capacity is very limited, but mind is not like that. Therefore, every year, the iPhone, iPad, new coming. Because mind quality is never limited, right? Because it all related in the mind, if you think. Yeah. Even scientists, today they believe something, next year maybe different. Everything is related with the mind. So mind quality is unlimited. So, same thing. Our inner quality is also unlimited. If we more think more and more, meditate more and more, your understanding would be developed till enlightenment. Till we get enlightenment. Yeah. Don't take too serious. I am also. Thank you. Thank you. Okay. You understand my English?
Yeah,
really? Wow, thank you. You are Bodhisattva. Steve and Tracy helped me a lot when we were in India, right? We helping each other, yeah, English, and he had a very good example. I remember Steve has. And so we have to know first the definition of Bodhisattva, right? You hear behind? So, he's a first teacher who dared to say like that. You investment first, then you accept. So we are really fortunate. So we give that freedom from Lord Buddha. So we have to use that, right? Not blind faith. Then now I talk a little bit about how to develop bodhicitta like yesterday without compassion and loving kindness. We cannot develop bodhicitta. So compassion is the cause, main cause. And then when it related with the wisdom, then you can call it bodhicitta. Sometimes only compassion is blind sometimes. Yeah. So, you know, it's very simple example. You know, some parents, they spoil their children. So too much compassion, but without wisdom. So some parents, they can, you know, maintain that with a small wisdom and loving kindness together, then children will be, better person. Yeah. Same thing. So, we have to start how to develop is with compassion, right? And then we can easily develop bodhicitta. So here, the way of bodhicitta, there are 10 chapters. So you have to know roughly first 3 chapters. Which is the people who has not yet developed bodhicitta. So those 3 chapters is for that. So who has not developed yet, it is for developed, how to develop the 3 chapters. So first chapter is beneficial of bodhicitta, is talking about past chapter, and second chapter is our wrongdoing, non-virtues. So those are, obstructor of developing bodhicitta. Therefore, the second chapter based on purification. Yeah. And top of that, they have 7 branches of accumulation in the second chapter. And third chapter is how to take a bodhicitta vow, bodhisattva vow. Yeah. So those three chapters, the people who has not developed bodhicitta, then these 3 chapters will help you. You see, first is beneficial. Mm-hmm. Yeah. So our teacher explained that, also in Prajnaparamita, the first chapter is same thing, the beneficial of wisdom, Prajnaparamita. So the Gelugpa sect, the founder of Gelugpa tradition is Tsongkhapa. So he gave very good example. So that our teacher told us, like, if you want to do business, right? He gave us, you want to do business, then if you are capable for doing business, then you must think first is benefit, yeah. The profit, how much you get profit. if you see the profit, and then you will do, right? Same thing. So first, the chapter is talking about benefit. How beneficial in bodhicitta. So first chapter is like that. And then second and third is, yeah. Okay, then now, how we say, 9th, 10th chapter, so the 9th chapter into 3 parts, right? Divided into 3 parts. So first one is, yeah, as I say already, yeah, which is for develop bodhicitta. And then second, 3 chapter.
Carefulness
and Shishin, mindfulness and passion.
Awareness
and chapter and passion, Soba.
Patience.
Soba, patience, chapter. Those three, the person who has developed already, but no, how to say, develop bodhicitta, still not progress. So those 3 chapters are how to, keba minyamba. Minyamba.
Not diminish.
Yeah, not for the not diminish. Yeah, yes. I'm a little bit disorderly. Okay? Yeah. So you have to maintain. So main is three chapter is how to maintain. If you have without careless, you diminish this your bodhicitta, right? And mindfulness, awareness. Without awareness, you develop bodhicitta, still you cannot maintain. So awareness is very important. And third is patience. Yeah, without patience, we might lose our bodhicitta. So those 3 chapters are how to maintain. Yeah. And now, third 3 chapters. Diligence chapter, enthusiasm, and meditation, or something,
meditation,
and wisdom chapter, yeah, awareness or wisdom, yeah, chapter 9 chapter. Those 3 chapters are for you. You develop bodhicitta and you can able to maintain, but not developing, then those three chapters will help you progress, developing more and more. Yeah, progress. Yeah, with the enthusiasm, yeah, you can develop. And then the 10th chapter is dedication. So now my teaching is finished. So I think I'm a little bit want to how you say, elaborate for second chapter, because according to Padre Rinpoche teaching, usually he teach four chapter, first, second, third, and dedication. So I'm trying to this four. So this is his main instruction. Yeah. So yesterday I talked a little bit about bodhicitta, the beneficial, I think, yeah. I'm a little bit past chapter again. So now you know the definition of enlightenment or bodhicitta. Then that is actually everything. The bodhicitta is everything. It is Buddha, it is Dharma, it is Sangha, essence of everything. So actually, our, I would say, the Dharma is Sanskrit term, right? But in Tibetan, we say Chö. Chö. So, what exactly the meaning of Chö? We have, you see, in the grammar, we have noun and jasik, verb, right? So, chö means noun. But when we put it into verb, then chö, bauchanara chö, sa chö. Then chö means change. Dharma means change. Something. Now we have to change our personality. Better, not worse. Yeah, better. Yeah. Yes. So we think we are great practitioners sometimes, but not really. So that moment when happened, we never know. But it will happen naturally. I tell you, small history. The Padre Rinpoche is the word of my perfect teacher. He says, I love that history, so I want to share it with you. In Tibet, most people non-vegetarian. Yeah. Everyone depend on meat and like that. The vegetable is impossible in Tibet. But nowadays here, it's possible. But we have little excuse, so I'm not vegetarian. Sorry about that. but in the retreat, I'm vegetarian. And sometimes I enjoy a little bit. Good. So, but you don't forget sometimes reciting a little bit mantra. There's always a little bit excuse. Oh, just thinking. Okay. So, Tibet, one man is, we have a special man, only we call Shemba.
Butcher.
Yeah. Actually, same. I kill or let him kill, same, actually. But we have butcher, and then the butcher came to the poor killing sheep. So bunch of sheep he killed, maybe 30, 40, yeah, slowly, gradually. I mean, then one person he tried to kill. How is he killed? You have no name, other good name.
Slaughter.
Okay, the same thing.
Slaughter.
Yeah, slaughter. Thai to slaughter?
Slaughter.
Yeah, slaughter. Thai to. And then one already, he made it. And then he got tired and he pocket his knife there. And then he went for drinking tea. When he returned, he lost his knife. Then he looked around, could not able to find that one. And then, and he almost he remember he keep there. And then he just all the sheep he just keep away from their place. And then one sheep is just never standing, just lay. And then we looked up, and that sheep is crying and hiding this. And then when he tried to find his under, he found the knife. Oh, that moment, he really, get very sad. Wow, even animal, they know they are going to die. So what a bad man I am. I try all my life like that. If I leave tomorrow, maybe I will do same thing. Then he just said, cry, regret. And then he went to the top of the rock there, very steep rock. And then he tried to commit, jump. And then there are another retreat master there, whole life doing retreat. And when he saw that, he's jumping. And then his consciousness is just flying. He saw this. Through that moment, he really purified all his, bad karma. And he went to Pure Land. And that retreat master thought, wow, he did all his life just, soldier, animal. Again, he can go like that. Then I did all my life. Then he also jumped and he did nothing. He just got, it's like that, really. So, yeah, it won't take so much long. If you have pure motivation, pure devotion, pure compassion, that moment, yesterday, you remember Asanga history, and now this history, now we're just pretending, like that, really, yeah. You see, like that, and I'm busy, so I not practice like that. But actually, if you have pure motivation, you're pure enthusiasm for the practice, or the different, make different. Yeah. It's like that. So, always, the genuine one is better. Time doesn't make any change. Yeah. Time, doesn't make any change. Time, the period. Okay. Yeah, period. It's like medicine. It's medicine. You see? If you take the wrong medicine, never cure our sickness, right? If you just point to the right medicine there, that moment will change everything. Like when Buddha was giving four noble truths to his five disciples, at that moment, they got arhat. They got liberation. They got realization. Right? So, right teacher, right moment, right disciple, happen different. So, be happy. Yeah. Sorry, I'm not teaching, well organized. Yeah, just jump here. This is crazy teaching. I think, yeah. Because you learn already, so I don't have to go, oh, like this. I say, usually, I heard some other master also say like that. So our lineage comes from great Vajradhara. So all our lineage, crazy lineage. So it's okay. We know. Yeah. Rebe, Nyomba, Kamba Nyomba Sums, Larwa.
The three madmen
is our
of Kam.
Kam. This is our lineage. So again, how you say, the bodhicitta is essence of dharma, no, dharma. So if you have bodhicitta, it will protect you. You don't have to go refuge to outer. Past of beginning, we have to take refuge to Buddha, Dharma, Sangha, which is outer, external three refuge. And when you a little bit upgrade, you understand? Mm-hmm. Then, and this is inner again. Okay? So everything, like, bodhicitta has two aspects. Again, and a little bit upgrade then. Relative bodhicitta and absolute bodhicitta. The absolute bodhicitta is more wisdom. And that is, we can say, Mahamudra, great Mahamudra, great perfection. Yeah, so it is essence of Dharma Kaya, it is essence of everything. Yeah. But on the beginning, more relative. So, relative bodhicitta, and which is related with the compassion, like that. Even compassion also, there are several category. Some compassion is also essence of wisdom. Yeah. Okay, so I want to elaborate second chapter now. So we have to develop bodhicitta because we have seen now it is really beneficial, right? Beneficial for everyone, our own self, for other, and then we have to, have some factors to develop bodhicitta. And then in order to that, we have to know some obstacles. Oh, yeah. So, and we have to purify that. Yeah. So, second chapter is based on purification, Nibba Dipashava, yeah, second chapter. So, you have to remember seven branches of accumulation, right? Seven, in Latin, yeah. Seven branches of accumulation. It's the best way to accumulation. According to Mahayana, according to Vajrayana, same. Whenever you are practicing Vajrayana, the accumulation is same. It's based on seven branches. So So now, what is seven branches? If you already know, doesn't matter. I will tell you. Okay. So it's very important, that's why, yeah. So seven branches of bodhisattva, accumulation of merit. First is prostration. We're doing prostration. Prostration has also three types of prostration. Prostration by body, prostration by speech, prostration by mind. But most important one is mind. Sometimes mind, we get distracted. Thinking others, just body prostration is not actual prostration. Okay? So, why we do prostration, actually? It's very important, we have to know. The prostration is antidote to our pride. The pride is most obstacle for everything. If you have pride, you cannot get along with your friend also, actually. Yeah, it's really obstacle. Not only the dharma, the pride is worse, actually. So, and if you have pride, you can learn anything. If you not dare to ask other. So pride is the very, how we say, it's very bad for practitioner. So prostration means I am nothing. I'm bowing down, my body, speech, and in like this body, speech, and mind. We bow down. We have to touch ground. It's low, actually, yeah. So you are better than me. We think like that. Yeah. It doesn't mean we are really low, actually. If you have really wisdom and education, how you say, then you already come, yeah? Yeah, it's like that. One of my teachers showed me an example. I like that one. You see? Wheat. You have grain, wheat.
Wheat.
Inside, the empty one is always stand. With the inside grain, then go down. Yeah, mm-hmm. Like that. If you have knowledge, you're always humble. If you have nothing, then you think, I'm the best. Yeah. It's like that. Drink the wheat, yeah? With the grain, and bow down. It's like that. Yeah. So, you're showing respect from your heart to others. It's very good. So the seven branches, you remember? So first is with prostration, body, speech, and mind. This is essence of Vajrayana and Mahayana, both, the way of accumulation. And your pride, if you're able to dispel your pride, then wonderful. If not, then a little bit down is also wonderful. And the second offering. Yeah, we're offering this water. And sometimes, how we say, a little bit generosity. Yeah. So the second one has to go, antidote to stingy. Ah, yeah, stingy. Yeah. Some people, how we say, I have seen some people like that. Even yourself also cannot have it. and you cannot dare to give other. Just how we say, the food also ruin, then throw to the rubbish. Many things happen like that. Yeah, it's not good actually. Yeah. So we have to practice. We have to share other also. This is we call it offering or generosity has to go. And I would say has to be antidote to stingy. Stinginess. Yes. Better? Yes. And here in the and Shantideva give us so many methods for how to learn how to become generous. So first, if you cannot give anything to others, then you have to practice one hand is other and right hand is myself. Okay, now I'm giving you this. Yeah, really practicing, thinking like that. Giving. Now I have regret or not. I can able to give it or not. Okay, think like that. Then you practice more, really. And then, now okay, you can give. Then you start gradually, like vegetables, like needles. You have to start gradually. Yeah. It is very important, really. How to say, taking perception of bodhicitta. Bodhicitta is different. We have to take, I will explain this gradually. Gradually. Otherwise, you will get regret. Now you are, okay, I can give. You give everything. Tomorrow you regret. Then no point. So gradually start. Then one day, you can sacrifice your even your body also for others. Yeah, like one, like princess, one prince. He, you know, Ningdup Chambu, yeah, you know, on one of the Buddha's life, he could able to give his body to tigress, very happily. One day. Now we are really stingy, I think. Really. I tell you why. I feel like that. When I went to driving test, I passed. And they asked me, you are organ donor or not? I say, yes. Some people, they cannot. Even your cop also cannot give. What a point. And then some practitioner, great practitioner, some really Dharma practitioner, I have really big debate with them. My friend who Buddhist, wearing, he could not give. He says, he think, when I die, maybe there's some obstacle, I have to be a very good body with the die. It's wrong, I feel. Mm-hmm. What's the point? The bodhicitta is just for giving others. Then you can get something better, right? You're expecting yourself, then always you are not good practitioner. So, how strong we have. I mean, how the desire is very strong we have. Even we die also, we want to save our body. It's not good, really. If we are able to save other, I cannot give my life, but I did donate with happily. I mean, generosity, we have to learn. You remember yesterday when you see dog, and then you don't have to be very sad if you could not do anything right moment, but you have good intention. It's wonderful. One day, you can do something. You see, if you have good intention, really, one day your wish will come true. try to develop that intention, good intention. Just don't get, I cannot, don't get depressed for that. Just rejoice. You know how lucky you are. Some people, they are without reason, they're hitting, you know, animals in the driving also. Okay, and again, I remember one. You see, when we're driving also, some people, there are two people always. So Buddhist is always, we have to, I would say, study ourselves. You are not hitting deer because you love your car. It's not right. Yeah? Okay, you are not hitting animal because you love animal, then good. So that's the difference. But seemingly same, both are same. We cannot say anything, which is good, but yeah, right, same thing. Our intention makes different, totally different. I tell you one story again. This is also in Kunsanlam, word of my perfect teacher. There's a two high monk in Tibet, two highest monk, great master. One has so many disciples, other has also so many disciples. Inside they have, how we say, competition. Inside they have, I am the great master. Other thing, I am. Disciple, many. Both of them have a lot of disciples. And Padamba Sanji, the one great master, really, he developed Chö, actually, in Tibet. So he has something super, he understands. You don't have to tell. He can communicate with intuition, something you don't understand. And there were two masters there. And one day what happened? One master fall in love with a beautiful lady and he has to leave. And then in Tibet, you know, monk, when they have to leave, their image is gone. Really. And then what happened? Another master, he heard that opponent, got problem. He heard that, and he returned his home and told his disciple, his attendant, make good tea, make a better tea. You know, Tibetan, they drink butter tea like that, better tea. Then he made butter tea, and very bad, good. He asked, attendant asked, why you are so happy today? So he said, oh, today is good news. My opponent is now finished. He said like that. Now I am the great master. At that moment, Padamba, the great yogi, he investigated with both of them. He know that. And then he says, oh, another one is just shy, regret, like that. So he says, the worst one is who rejoice. You see, he rejoice. One. Other, he says the worst one is rejoice, you know, the other one. The other one is, he's okay. He have great regret and he did confession, something. So, we have to always study ourselves first. Yeah. So seemingly you are great master, but actually you are not. You are worse than your student. Yeah, it's like that. Yeah. So, always study ourselves, and if something our intention is not very good, then at that moment you can do Guru Yoga, pray, make a supplication to Buddha, look at my mind, attitude, like that. You can call Buddha or Guru, to whom you have great faith. It will help. So that is second accumulation of merit. You know, generosity or offering. And third one is rejoice. Irama. Oh, sorry, third one is confession. So I'm a crazy teacher, so it is wonderful, really. Confession is wonderful. There is nothing that we cannot confess, I mean wrongdoing. If you made a big mistake, still you can purify through confession. I think this is also really the Lord Buddha taught us. Other, some religion you cannot confess, some is really, but Buddha says, if you able to make confess with a great regret, it will purify. There are several type of how to do confession, but I'm not going everything. Okay? But with a great regret. Yeah. So confession has to go antidote to something we have done before. Not rejoicing, bad thing. Then we have to regret, it will go. And also, confession is not only, you know, tell Buddha. If you did something wrong with your friend, with your wife, say, tell them, I'm so sorry. Then this is also confession. Yeah. Don't forget to tell sorry. It's great confession. Through the motivation, how is it? Good intention. I'm so sorry, I won't do it again. Then one has to say, okay, you don't do it. Then finished. Yeah. Then again, you can be very happy together. If you are a couple, yeah. If you are children, you can say to your parents, I'm so sorry, I won't do anything after today. Yeah. With your heart, genuine heart, make you better. So that is also confession. Confession doesn't mean all just to as a people Buddha. And with a friend also. So we can make mistake. That is not worse, actually, not bad. But without saying sorry and keeping again continue, that is worse. So dharma means something change, okay? Really. So say sorry, then you change, you are clear, make different. From your side is important. Other side, it doesn't matter. He forgive you or not, it doesn't matter. Yeah, you don't have to ask, you forgive me or not. Yeah, maybe before you make you say sorry, he already forgive you. Yeah, but from your side is important. You have to say sorry, apology. You have to apologize. and you're clear, you're happy. So Dharma makes change. You yourself very happy then, after that. Right? So this is important. So they start accumulation of merit. So this is third. Now say fourth. Rejoicing. Rejoicing of accumulation. So when you see somebody doing better than you, you just pay rejoice from your heart, not jealous. Oh, he's doing, why I'm not doing, not like that. Wow, so nice. Like that, you just rejoice. And somebody's living better house, just rejoice. Somebody driving better than your car, just rejoice. Yeah, really. So that moment you can maintain, your practice. Mm-hmm. Yeah, and give you more energy. Yeah. Just like your brother or your mother having better life, you just rejoice. Yeah. Same thing, just for everybody. Anybody. Yes, just pay like that. Then you are great practitioner. Yeah. And also you can imagine somebody doing great things in this world, like Buddha, Bodhisattva. You think and just rejoice. I think rejoice is so powerful. You know, sometimes it affects with us. Otherwise, you don't know what actually rejoice effect. You see, I gave my student, this is so good. I think they love this. We monk love soccer, you know. Every when you get, they know. When you get little time, we just play soccer. This is favorite. Because the one ball can play this. We don't have number. Everybody can. Maybe 100 people can play one. So, okay. So the rejoice should be like that, you see. When we, sometimes we have World Cup, so party. And we have choice our team. I'm Brazilian team, my team. When I was young, yes, like that. So when he's playing football, really, and then everyone watch, yeah. 200 monks watching together. So I think most of monks, they love Brazil. They're very good. Yeah. And then one person, really, when he put the goal inside, wow. 200 monks, just happy, laugh, like this. You see, we are not doing anything. We don't get any penny there from there, but we rejoice. Same thing. You know, you see, same thing. If somebody have good life, good car, good anything, just rejoice like that. You can get happiness from there. Just without reason, you're happy. Yeah, at that moment, you are accumulating merit. It's good, it's energy, you see. So when, sometimes we are not opposite, you see, opposite. Again, the example is same. Okay, so my opposite won, right? My team is Brazil. And then what, Italy or something, put goal. Somebody skipped dinner also. For that. So not unhappy. Yeah. So Don't be opposite one, just like that. Yeah. And benefits goes to you directly at that moment. So rejoice is wonderful thing. You don't have to put a lot of effort, right? Just rejoice. Yeah. The merit is same. Same. You get full. You know. I will say, wow, time is so fast today. Okay, one small history. In Buddha time, one king invite the Buddha and lot of student, his disciple, and he offering lunch, he provide lunch to the Buddhas, Buddha and his disciple. And every after lunch, they dedication, they do dedicate for the merit. And the Buddha time is very special. And Buddha, asked the king, now I'm dedicating, and through whose name I can dedicate. And Buddha, so king says, whoever today the greatest accumulated through that person, you have to dedicate. Yeah, he asked that. And then Buddha dedicate with a beggar old lady. They, everyone got shocked. Actually, the old lady, beggar, she just very rejoice. Mm-hmm. What a great king. He is the wonderful person that got chance to offer the Buddha, to the Buddha, the lunch. And she just pay rejoice, and she was the greatest accumulator that day. You see, king just got upset. He did everything, and again, he did. And then he has a very good, intelligent minister, and he knows. Okay, and he thought, today I will do something for my king. And when they're after lunch, then the beggar, they can have leftover. Right? And then when they come, the old lady come, he did not give any leftover food to her, and just try to beat her. You go away like that. That day, she could not able to pay rejoice. So that day, and then king got, the dedication through the king's name. The point is how important the rejoice is. You don't have to do anything yourself. Just rejoice also. Wonderful. That is the, you see, you don't have to do, just rejoice. Yeah. You're driving, somebody's better car, rejoice. May he or she drive always like that. Wow. How nice. Yeah. So nice. Oh, why? Mine is old car. Oh. It's worse, yeah? Oh, wow. How nice. Then you are accumulating merit without any, effort, right? Okay, thank you. Now, a little bit question and answer. Okay, I will continue at 2 o'clock, right? Then, okay. Thank you. Do you have any question?
Earlier, thank you, Rinpoche. Earlier you mentioned...
Wow, you called me Rinpoche, thank you. I'm so happy today. It's okay.
Earlier you mentioned Vajradhara. Uh-huh. I'm wondering how we can best relate as students to Vajradhara. Mm-hmm. How do we consider Vajradhara? Mm-hmm. Was he a human like Naripa was? Mm-hmm.
wonderful. According to Vajrayana practitioner, then it is very simple, like how I practice is my guru is essence of Vajradhara, you know. So when you have small sort of compassion, sometimes great, like compassion also, you develop sometimes small sort of compassion, that is also blessing of Vajradhara. And sometimes you are happy, it's also blessing of Vajradhara. So Vajradhara is formless, is essence of wisdom, you know. So the Buddha's teaching is so wonderful. Sometimes you see you have family problem, and then come up some wisdom, compassion. This is blessing of Vajradhara. You don't have to come show, do like this, not like that. You come through your understanding. Okay? Like great master of Nyingmaba, Mibham Rinpoche. It's really great master. And he says, it's sort of really funny, but it's very wonderful if you think like that. The monk, we can cut our hair, right? So we can able to cut our hair also blessing of Vajradhara. Not barber, I would say. But like that, you know. So Tashawa in Chichinap is blessing of Vajradhara. So we have small devotion, it's blessing of Vajradhara. The wisdom, actually Vajradhara is wisdom. You see, it's essence of the wisdom. It's no form. But we have to draw something, right? So it's different. Even Buddha also different. Chinese draw different, Tibetan draw different, Japanese go different. It's all by, we create this. Actually, they are wisdom, no form. It's like that. So if you have good guru, you have guru who is devoted, you have devoted to some guru, and then he is essence of Vajradhara.
Thank you for teaching. Yesterday you said something when you were talking about when we have anger, and saying, and then you said, maybe hold on to a little bit at the end.
Yes.
But I wasn't quite sure if you were, joking.
Yeah. But it's okay. Yeah. You don't worry. You're holding. You cannot hold. So my point is little bit there is don't worry. So you just make sure I have to hold it. Okay. If you want, also cannot. So it's better to just a little bit. Able to calm down is wonderful. Mm-hmm. Just little. Okay. Little bit is good sometimes. Oh my.
I guess sometimes we have this idea that anger brings us clarity.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
Which is
absolutely.
Because it's so sometimes can be very, very strong.
Yeah.
And I think we get confused that between wrath and anger, and that there's this juiciness, this physicality to anger.
Yeah, yeah.
That we think, oh, because it's so strong that there's some clarity there, and then maybe we might want to hold on to a little bit of that.
Yeah,
because
no problem.
It actually is.
Yeah.
We think it's clear, but when it's really not.
Yeah. It's like sometimes you look, your anger arises, and sometimes we have to try. Because when we practice, you are in the solitary area, and there's no people whom you get angry, then you have to imagine some people trying. Are you angry or not? Right? And then you get angry that moment, and you have to, then you notice, oh, still is there. And then you look at directly, and sometimes it's good. You can bring it as a path. In the Pajari, in the tradition, so wonderful. Yeah, it's different. The worry is always obstacle. If you're similar, no problem. Dalai Lama also say, I like that one. He says, I get angry sometimes. He says, it's good, I'm okay. If you're not get angry, then you're not okay. Yeah, yes. But the difference is, you know, second thought, oh, not go. Yeah. Okay, you angry? Okay, say sorry. Yeah, some people, if you did something wrong, oh, I did wrong, hold it, depressed. Doesn't make any better. So better say sorry, confession, you remember? Oh, you did something. Yeah, say sorry. Yes, sir.
I need help making distinctions. I have two questions and they're related, and they have to do with non-attachment and compassion. If emotions and passions and cravings are bad on the path to nirvana, and if we should try not to have anything or be in a situation where we would have emotions or passions or cravings, and if we enter into a relationship with a husband or a wife or a spouse, we're likely to have emotions or passions or cravings. That kind of bothers me, because that sounds like if I want to achieve non-attachment, I can't have any relationship with anybody that would involve emotions or passions or cravings. And at sometimes Shanti Davis seems to be saying that. So I need help with that.
Thank you very much for being honest. Yeah, really. So far, I'm not very good, with the English language, I mean. And I think it sometimes attachment and what we want to say in Buddhist term is a little different. I feel like that. Detachment and attachment, the chapa, I think not good translator. I feel like that. You know, some attachment, we need that. Don't worry, it's good, wonderful. But the attachment attachment, it doesn't mean, what we Buddhists want to explain is some attachment is totally blind attachment. You see, blind attachment. In the India, so many young men and women commit suicide. They're different caste, and they cannot live together, and they both commit suicide. That is attachment, you know. So usually, you know, you have a beautiful wife, you have a handsome husband, you enjoy. Even Marba has beautiful wife, you know. It is not attachment. They know, you know, the reality, you see. They know how to enjoy. They know how to deal. That is not attachment. Buddha also had lunch. That is not attachment. I think he enjoys lunch sometimes. Yeah? So that, thank you for so much. So this is, you have to differentiate, you know? So attachment is, this cup is so beautiful. It is not attachment. That means your vision is okay. But I can't live without this. This is better than the whole world. That is attachment. This is no, it is not. You see, it's like different. Yeah, the wisdom. Yeah.
Okay, then let me ask you the second question.
Yes.
I think the answer may be similar.
What? Then that is good. You got everything.
If I'm talking with a woman at a food pantry,
what can I do?
Food pantry, serna, mi, chocola.
Okay.
Meba, meba, kala, tans.
Oh, food pantry. Yes.
I'm talking with. She's poor. She lives on welfare.
Mm-hmm.
She has very little.
Mm-hmm.
She has one piece of furniture in her living room.
Mm-hmm.
She's with a man.
Mm-hmm.
And she discovers that he has slept with her, with her daughter, with her sister,
mm-hmm.
and with her mother.
Mm.
And that provokes an emotional response.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
You want to sit there with her
mm-hmm.
and support her and share her pain, share her grief.
Mm-hmm.
Now, those emotions seem to me to be part of compassion.
Mm-hmm.
Indeed, compassion seems to require emotions.
Yeah.
So, I get into the same problem with non-attachment and the emotions for compassion.
Mm-hmm.
Am I right in thinking that you're distinguishing between good emotions,
mm-hmm.
positive caring
mm-hmm.
on the one hand,
mm-hmm.
and too much attachment, too much involvement, too mm-hmm. much emotion, too much?
Yeah, yeah.
So, is that right?
Yes, yes. So try to not too much, you know. You don't get any, don't blame yourself. I can't do anything now. Not like that. You see that situation, you like to do something better for them, right? But when we cannot do anything, that moment, don't get depressed. The intention you have already, same thing. You have good intention. It's wonderful. You see, one day you can definitely do it, something better. Really. So you have that good intention. Try to develop that. You don't have to be with the action always. Even now, you see, yesterday the question, the Buddha perfected generosity. Still so many people are suffering. Then why Buddha don't show there? We might come up some question, right? Really. It's not like that. It's depend on, you know, individual. If you have that intention from your side, it's wonderful. You see, here, so yesterday you remember, I say, not education is, only education is not enough. We need some loving kindness, compassion, you know, body enlightened mind. And then from your side, definitely you don't create that problem. It is wonderful from our side. Sometimes you think, you have to think sometimes, if that person is you, then how worse you are, right? So rejoice, I'm not like that. I did not do any wrong thing. Just rejoice yourself, really. And then maybe you can do one small step, also wonderful, towards. Yeah.
Thank you.
Thank you. And any? We all enlightened now? Just kidding. Okay. Thank you then. See you 2 o'clock, right? Okay.
See.